Mystery from Richard Thompson. And a power play on Radio Luxembourg.
208.
Who's this then?
Remains the same, 010-352-1381.
Hello?
Yeah?
I'm the same type who just called you, told me...
Oh, this is getting really tedious. How many times do you want to call the show?
This is the last time, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Well, what is the address you want me to send it to? I mean, RTL Luxembourg?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nick Abbott?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all?
Okay.
All right, then, ciao.
Thanks, bye. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
This is Paul from Scotland.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, too, if you're at Hamley, come and pick me up and go for a spin.
Okay. Bye bye. Hello.
Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't even know what's through there. Listen, how about some AC/DC tonight?
AC/DC?
Yeah.
I'll bring in tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Who are you going to bring in?
Pardon?
What song will you bring in tomorrow?
Do you like Back in Black?
Oh, no, give us something old with Bon Scott, something with Bon.
Well, Back in Black's got Bon Scott on it.
No, that's Brian Johnson.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really. Back in Black was 1981. Bon Scott died in 1980.
Huh. Did you see them when Bon Scott was with them?
Yeah, I sure did.
It's one of the first concerts I ever went to. When the first tour that they ever did in Britain, it was the Sounds Lock Up Your Daughters tour?
Yeah, that's right. It was 76.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I last seen them last at the European tour 79, but I'd never seen the 76. I was a bit young then, you know.
So was I.
I was, no. Well, if you've seen them, you know, that was before my time.
Oh, yeah?
Is it good?
Oh, it's sensational, yeah. Absolutely great.
Yeah, it must have been a good show. I've got posters now from it, but I've never, you know, not actually seen it. I've got some good videos of them as well for them, you know?
Yeah, my first few concerts were just unbelievable. A real terrific introduction to the world of rock and roll, because the first one ever was the sensational Alex Harvey Band.
Yeah,
in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And I have hardly ever seen a better stage act in my life.
Yeah, than Alex Harvey, yeah. Have you heard this song called Next?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Have you heard that, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, just long as you bring something of AC/DC in tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to try and bring some sensational Alex Harvey band in as well.
Well, just have you heard Next, that one?
It's Next? Called, oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, it's pretty disgusting, actually.
Nah.
You know, well, considering what the song's about.
Well, it could get on this show.
Well, right enough, being you, but I didn't know you were a fan of AC/DC, I didn't expect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just shows you. You're a dark horse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay then.
That's what they used to say about me in school. Along with, could do better.
Well, you could...
And get out of this class.
Right, okay then. Just make sure and bring it in tomorrow, right?
I will.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello, it's Jim here from Scotland again. I'm funny enough, what do you think of the Frank Bruno and Tyson fight?
I think it'll all be over in seconds. They're going to call it round two, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to take Tyson and have my punch in the jaw.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And I'm from Scotland and all the English are shit.
Okay, that's great. Hello? Hello? I'm a liberal thinker there. Yeah, hello?
Was it Mike and the Mechanics?
What?
Mike and the Mechanics.
Mike and the Mechanics? Nope, not even close. Hello? I'd forgotten we're doing that. Yeah, we are. Hello? Anybody here at all? Okay. Hello?
Hello, was it you too?
No, it wasn't you two.
Okay. Bye.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is that Nick?
Yeah.
Hi, Sam from Pearshaw.
Okay.
It's that time I got through. I just thought, have you got any boss?
Are you joking, aren't you?
Yes, I am, because I absolutely hate the group.
Yeah, me too.
They're naff. And I just thought I'd say hello to a few people, if that's alright?
No, it's not.
Please.
No.
Hello to Boo.
You're going to do it anyway, though, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd just like to say happy birthday for tomorrow.
Alright, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What's that? That shouldn't have made that noise. Pressing wrong buttons. Yeah, hello.
And I would like to ask you, first of all, is the answer Don Henley?
Yes.
Alright.
What's the song?
I'm not sure, it's something to do with summer or something like that.
Yeah, The Boys of Summer by Don Henley, you're right.
I have something to ask you too.
I've got a famous artist here. I'd like you to guess who it is.
Oh, really? You're cutting my floor here. All right, go on then.
Any idea?
Nothing I've ever heard.
It's Alice Cooper.
Ah.
Like, all what you were saying, anyway.
Okay, well, you've just ruined the whole thing now.
Sorry.
So let me just pretend that you didn't do that.
Right.
And I'll say, Don Henley and the Boys of Summer, you're right, and you have a choice of the following fabulous prizes.
Right.
A gas-powered hairdryer, everything you've wanted in the whole wide world, or something cheap of my choice.
Something cheap of your choice.
It's yours.
Right, thank you.
Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Nick Abbott, it's an important weekend for me.
Hello, Nick.
Shall I tell you why?
Apes.
No, not yet. Hello?
Nick?
Yeah?
Here's a party. Do you hear the music?
Hey, no.
Nick?
Doesn't sound like any kind of party I'd want to go to.
Hey, my mum is coming.
Your mum is coming?
Yes.
Well, stop doing whatever you're doing immediately.
She won't kill me when she hear the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, well, you better go away. Bye. Is he gone? Thank God for that. Hello? Hello?
Nick?
Yeah?
Just a question. Nick?
Yeah?
Fuck off.
Flies wouldn't land on most of these people. Hello?
Could you play the Donington squash, please?
Hello?
Hello, is that Nick?
Yeah.
Right. Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Beth Edge at Ashford, Kent again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I keep ringing you, don't I? About the taxi business?
Oh, please, let's not talk about that anymore.
Oh, no, you don't like taxis, do you?
Yeah, I do, but I just don't want to talk about them all night, that's all.
Oh, no. You don't like football either, I do agree with you there.
Well, no, it's just boring to me. I mean, you know, some people like it, some people don't. I don't.
I hate it.
You do?
It's my husband. He hates football.
Yeah.
He can't bear any sports much.
No.
Not at all, no. No. Without dinner...
That's not a sport, though, is it?
No, not really, no. I do like it.
It's more something to do in between pints.
Well, not really, no. No, we do...
Well, so how come all darts players... How come all darts players are fat, then?
Oh, they're not all fat.
Oh, they're gross. What are you talking about?
Yes, they are on the telly.
They're disgusting.
You've got to see a few in person, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I'd rather not, you know, if I had the, you know, if I could make a choice, I'd rather not see any of them in person.
Hmm. What do you like, then?
In what sense?
Well, sport-wise.
Sport-wise, what, to watch or do?
Either.
I like, tennis is a good sport to watch.
I like it.
Wimbledon?
Yeah, Wimbledon is tennis, though, isn't it?
Yes, but you like Wimbledon.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the Olympics.
Me.
Well, that's about it, really. I don't really like watching sport. It's boring.
No, so I. It's boring, isn't it?
Watching it is, yeah.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm afraid the media seems to think that we should watch it all the time.
I like watching snooker.
Oh, yes.
Because it has a sort of calming effect.
Does it?
Well, it's green, you know, and green is the most... No, I'm serious. Really? Oh, really? Green is the...
The grass?
Well, they're not allowed to do that anymore, are they? They urine test them. But, no, green is the easiest colour on the eye. Did you know that?
That's true,
that's yes. That is a fact, that is, because that's why... Blackboards in school are actually green.
My God, are they really?
Yeah, fascinating, isn't it?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and so there you go.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, bye.
There you go. Bye. Yeah, hello.
Hey, I like Bloom County. Do you like Bloom County?
Do I like what?
Bloom County.
I never heard of it.
Well, it's B-52 skunk weed from Holland.
Did anybody understand what that guy just said? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hiya.
Hiya.
How are you?
Okay.
Can I tell you the phone?
Why don't you call him up and do it in person? Then you'd have, you know, you'd get a conversation going instead of just saying hello.
I can't.
Why not?
haven't got a phone.
Okay, say hello to him.
Hiya, thanks.
Okay. Hello.
Hi there, Nick.
Yeah. Hello.
Play for Captain Beefheart.
Captain Beefheart? Yeah, maybe. Hello. Hello. Okay. Luxembourg, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who do you think is the best guitarist in the world?
Well, who's the best guitarist in the world? I don't know. My favourite guitarist in the world, well, I have two favourites. For extended guitar solos, I trip out to Dave Gilmour of the Floyd.
Right.
But just for general listening to, Joe Walsh is my favourite guitarist. But as to whether either of those are the best in the world, I have no idea.
Right. Well, my favourite's Richie Blackmore. From Purple?
Mm-hmm.
Have you any Purple at all there today?
Not tonight, no.
You don't?
No.
Right, okay.
Did you see their last tour?
I didn't see their last tour. I got their latest album. Nothing's perfect.
Yeah, they went with Bad Company.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, what do you think of their reformation?
What do I think of it?
Yeah, do you think it was it's been a success so far?
Well, they haven't had any hit records, so I liked Hush.
Yeah, Hush. That was an old number, but...
redone.
The first...
That's right.
Had that purple.
Yeah, but they redid it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded good to me.
Yeah, I think Gillan's off his voice a bit, though.
Oh, he did. That was really obvious live. He couldn't hit the notes at all. It was a bit embarrassing, to be honest, but generally, it was a good time.
Yeah. I thought that Richie Blackmore, though, I thought they were enjoying themselves more. I liked a few of their songs. I liked that one,
Yeah, although I think there was a bit of a stink because they didn't do an encore because Richie Black... Oh, no, they did do an encore, but Richie Blackmore didn't come out. Or one of them refused to come out for an encore.
Right.
Having a fit in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right.
But, I was a bit out of it, so I can't really remember what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Kevin Exeter. You were talking...
You sound like a bit of a Kevin, actually.
Sorry?
You sound like a bit of a Kevin.
Oh, thank you. You say the kindest things. No, you were talking earlier on about that old chap who was banned off the radio.
Yeah, is it you?
No, it's not me, but okay. I come from the same city.
Yeah.
And you should listen to him, and you'll understand. Mind you, they've got a good excuse as to why they did ban him.
Why?
It was the BBC.
Well, we don't want to talk about who it was, but I just don't understand why they let the guy on if he was boring.
I think it was a case of he was very interesting to start off with, and then after that it went very, very...
Yeah, but I mean, they were complaining that he took up 10 minutes of airtime, every day or something. And yeah, why can't they just cut him off?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I presume they just haven't got the power that you've got.
Oh, of course they have. They have buttons to press.
Yes,
all I have to do is press. They're just too nice about it, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't cut all the boring people off, then we'd have, 150,000 names of friends on the show, and just endless, endless people ringing up saying that they don't like the show, but they called into it anyway, and people swearing at me in foreign, and just all sorts of rubbish.
Yes, yes. And you were saying about you only get the listeners up in North and Germany now, but we are listening in the South, and we are enjoying it.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
This is a problem.
What I'm saying is that our signal is received best in the north of Britain. In the south, it doesn't come over very well. Well, no, it's okay, but...
It fades in and out all
that's
the time.
Right. It sounds better up north. Don't ask me why, because it's further away. But that's... bends the facts, Jack.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So we actually run in the south, we do struggle a bit sometimes just into the noise and all the rest of it. We're enjoying it.
Okay.
You're saying about watching snooker is very soothing.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think watching snooker must feel like watching broth in concert, really. Because I don't really like snooker. I'm just an American football fan, that type of thing.
Well, to be honest, I think I'd rather watch, 3 hours of snooker than 3 hours of Bros in concert.
That's definite. Yes, I'll definitely agree with you that one. Yes, well, anyway, I'll let you get on with your show. Look, lovely show. Nice to talk to you, and hello to everybody out there who's listening to the show.
Everyone who knows you. Yep.
Yeah, that type of thing, anyhow.
Exactly.
And look, the competition's more easier, because I'm sick down here in Exeter, you see.
Yes, I understand that. Okay, well, try tomorrow, okay.
Right. Bye now, mate.
Bye-bye. I've got the new Mark Almond. one of the best things she's ever done. What a great record. The lyrics are wonderful on that as well. You should pay attention to those. She's saying some important things. This is Mark Almond, featured disc on Radio Luxembourg. This is Nick Abbott, guaranteed before the end of the show, the new Primitives and the new Yellow, both of which are excellent. Taking calls on Luxembourg 1381 from Britain 010 352 1381. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Bobby here.
Okay.
I'm doing a job as security guard.
Yeah.
Worst job ever out.
Yeah, I was a security guard for a while.
You were?
Yeah, overnight in a sort of warehouse and lorry park for a removal firm.
Yeah, how long did you stick that?
About 50 million years. It seemed that long, but actually it was just like 3 months.
Oh.
I hope they're not listening, because I was given like this telephone box-sized kiosk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. It's like about the size of a matchbox. You can just about turn around in it, you know, if you hunch up your shoulders.
Yes.
And what they do, because it was overnight, from like 10 till 6 in the morning or something horrible like that.
Well, well, chef.
Yeah, oh yeah, and, no, 10 till 6 isn't 12.
No, we do 12.
Oh, you do, right. Horrible, isn't it? But yeah. What they do, so that you don't fall asleep, is they give you this clock, and you have to go around the yard into really dark corners, like, you know, they send you, like, to the furthest parts of the yard, to punch the clock at, like, 4 different locations. So what I used to do to get around it is take an alarm clock in with me and like curl up on the floor and go to sleep for an hour and then wake up on the hour and then run around and punch the clock and then go back to sleep.
Excellent, I'll go myself.
Definitely you should try that one, except that occasionally I'd sleep through the alarm and so like miss 4 or 5 hours. And then have to come up with a good reason as to why I'd missed it. And, all sorts of things I was coming out with, like, the batteries in the clock had stopped.
The window one.
Yeah, and so I'd have to take the batteries out and say, well, I threw them away, you know, because they were dead. And so that's why I missed it. I didn't have a watch or anything, so that's my excuse. Or I thought that there was a burglar in another part of the yard, so I went to check it out, and I was over there for like half an hour or so, and I missed it, and then I forgot about it. So, you know, I was actually really doing my job properly.
Well, you passed the time off into your show. Are you on tomorrow night?
I say, yeah, 12 till 3.
Okay, I'll give you another listen tomorrow.
Okay, but you should try that. Bring in your alarm clock and just go to sleep for an hour or so, and then get up and run around and punch the clock like you do.
Okay, then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. Do you remember that 2 or 3 weeks ago you promised the world and me to play a record of the Smiths and you haven't done it yet?
Haven't I? Well, I'll bring it in tomorrow, okay?
All right.
I've written it down. I'm making a list here.
Could it be Handsome Devil or Handing Gloves?
Handsome Devil or anything from the first LP.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, hello. Hello?
Hello,
have to speak up.
Okay, it's now.
No, that's terrible. You have to call back. This is a bad line.
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Nick.
Yeah?
Carsten. First of all, thanks.
Carsten, listen, thanks for sending that tape, man. I got it.
Oh, you got it. That's great. But I was just asking you about this, so I can set up one. Thanks very much for Don Henley, for me.
Okay.
One thing. You know that very awkward word for British to say for father, the German word, you know that one, don't you?
Yeah, ich fahrt up die Straße and all that sort of stuff, which used to send us into hysterics. In school.
Yeah, I can remember that, because I spent 1 year in Brooklyn at a school, and people were asking all these things, you know?
Yeah.
And this horrible word, father, in German, it was called Vater.
Yeah.
You can imagine, and people really rolling around the floor. And I have to say, well, there seems to be a bit of an animosity between British and English callers on this show.
Between British and English callers?
British and German callers, sorry.
No, only big. No, not really. Just a couple of morons.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like this. I personally think that Britain is a really great country.
Well, you have to understand that source, you see. Because, like, if I took to heart everything that people say on the phone to me, I would have given up this business months ago.
You probably would have committed suicide.
Exactly. So you have to consider your source, because most of the people that call this show are morons.
Yes.
Most of them.
Yeah, I can't say anything, but yes.
Not all of them, but most of them.
That's true. But it makes it all, well, imagine everybody was really nice. It would be boring, would it? Like,
oh, everybody was like sugary, sweet and saccharine-y and...
Yeah, hello, this is John, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, how are you? All great, you know. But having all these
that would
morons
be worse.
Call in, having all these morons call in makes it all a bit controversial.
Yeah, I like it.
More interesting.
I like
that
it.
Way.
I mean, they think they're being clever and funny, you know, but what they don't actually realise is the joke is actually on them.
Yeah, well perhaps they realise it. That's why they probably hang up right away, because they're embarrassed or whatever.
No, they hang up right away because they have nothing to say.
That's true, yeah. I really don't see why they're phoning in the first place.
Well, I told you, they're morons.
Hang up without saying anything. All these disgusting, funny swear words and things like that. It's a bit of a waste of time, isn't it?
Well, these people's minds are so small and their lives so boring that that's what they ring in to do, and they think it's funny, and they don't actually realise that it's them that are that's the joke.
And it makes work harder for you, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
Come up with some...
Don't make life harder for me. It makes it easier for me, because anything after that is going to sound good.
That's true, yes. Okay, even if it's...
You know, I could read out the telephone directory and it would sound interesting after some of these calls.
Yeah, that's true. Right, I should like to say hello to Claudia. She's
everyone who knows
you. Not at all, because I'm not interested in everyone who knows me, but simply want to say hello to Claudia.
Well, isn't that everyone who knows you isn't interested in you either?
That's all right, perfectly all right. That doesn't change the fact. I want to say hello to Claudia for letting
me... Okay, well, you just did it three times, Carsten.
She's travelling across Britain right now, and she promised to listen, and if she does, hello.
Okay.
Okay, see ya.
All right, bye. Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah.
I have a question. How do DJs manage to start records exactly at the beginning of the music? Normally, the record begins with nothing, but on the shows, you start always with the music.
You're not serious. Everybody knows that we do that.
No.
Well, you find a beginning like this. Because, see, DJs have... and like, you find a beginning.
You have a tape.
And you just wind it back. You can't do it on your normal machines at home, because we have special needles and all that sort of stuff. But you just find the beginning, and you wind it back, and then you stop it, and then you start it. See?
A little lesson
in radio.
So
I can't believe that somebody actually didn't know how you do that.
So don't. So thank you.
Okay. That was lesson number one. Lesson number two tomorrow.
Hello?
Along with my big news. Hello?
Nick, sir?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're Peter from Germany.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd like to send some greetings to the punk group Die Schlacht.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kevin from Leigh. I'm far falling asleep. I've got to go up. I'm just going to say goodnight.
Okay.
Thanks for tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
All right, good night.
He sounded a bit sorry, didn't he? Hello.
Hello, there.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you the joke? It's not dirty and it's not Die Schlacht.
Okay.
Right. These two lads walking past the lake. And this Pakistani lad fell in there.
It sounds racist to me.
No, it's not honest. So did I know? Then run over there and drag him out. And what his mate says, you give him a kiss of life, and I'll go and phone for an ambulance. So he comes back and his mate's blowing up the Pakistani's butt.
Yeah. Not dirty or racist at all. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, and I want to ask you some question, you know.
Oh God. Go on.
Yeah, your name is Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, where is Bob?
What?
Bob.
Where is Bob?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this show before?
Yeah, most of the time I listen to Radio Luxembourg all the time.
Okay, well you must have heard people calling in all the time asking where's Bob.
Yeah, because, you know, Bob is very friendly, you know. But you...
So when was the last time you heard Bob on this station?
When somebody wanted to speak to you, then you put the telephone down.
Well, you mean I cut off boring people?
No, yeah, boring people. Some people are talking really boring, you know, but not everybody. Some
okay.
people are calling to get good information.
So it's only the boring people I've cut off, like you. Hello?
Tony.
Yeah?
Where's Bob?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah? Oops. Sorry, what?
You know you were saying about really embarrassing things about when you were dancing.
Yeah. Oh, I cut you off again. What?
You know that bloke who phoned up and asked for the Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
Well, I go out with his sister, and all I know is that he's a secret Barry Manilow fan.
You're kidding?
No, no, it's true.
Well, he was just trying to be cool and ask for the Sex Pistols?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, he's like that, he's Bermuda Triangle, all that sort of stuff. Oh, yeah, he loves all that.
I heard that Barry Manilow is in the new Sylvester Stallone film.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, what one's that?
Rambo 3.
Rambo 3?
Yeah. He's the arch-villain.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, they'd probably buy the actual video of that then.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's a real hero of his.
Well, so it's interesting to find out the musical tastes of my listeners. Not really.
Oh, really?
Not really, no.
No. All right. Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
It's tomorrow my birthday. Yeah, hello.
My name is Thomas Novotny.
Okay.
And I smoke pot.
Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
I just want to say hello to all American listeners.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, I'm in a train and I hear you.
Well, I don't like your voice, so I'll carry on. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get 3 or 2 hours.
Okay, don't whisper.
Hey, what about Nick's news? Are you going to have a specialty tomorrow?
Nick's news?
Yeah.
It's possible, yeah, but I'm on strike today.
Okay.
I didn't do any Nick's News last weekend either, did I?
Yeah, I know.
They'll have to cut my wages or something.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's entirely possible that I will tomorrow. I also have some important news tomorrow.
Okay.
Shall I tell you now?
Maybe, yeah.
No, I don't think so. Tomorrow, okay?
Right.
All right. He was a whisper. He sounded like he's wearing one of those long coats with the socks pulled up. You know what I mean? And when he sits down, he's got bare knees. yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Could you play some Bob Marley, please?
Bob Marley?
Yeah.
No, I've got Peter Tosh on the show tomorrow.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, never mind then, yeah. What have I got next? Oh, what time is it? Well, I should get on with this really, shouldn't I? The Primitives and Yellow before the show ends. Hello.
Hello, Nick to Klangsmark.
Yep. Hello.
Yellow?
Yeah. Yellow, yeah, Yellow's coming.
No, really?
Mm-hmm.
I really like you better than...
Better than what?
Bob.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I would like to ask you some questions, you know, man?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know that record that you played earlier on by Richard Dobson?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, over here in England, you know, he's doing this program on TV, The Garden Party. He's got a little pop slot in there, and you know, I thought he'd give up the music business, so...
The Garden Party?
Yeah, it takes place at Pebble Mill at 1.
You're joking. Yeah, okay,
well, I've got the pop slot in there. Yeah, I was wondering,
that time of day, it's just broadcasting to a bunch of old farts. It's just pensioners at that time of day watch the TV.
Well, no, because like, I'm the dickhead that rang you up earlier in the 24-hour garage scene. People like me are off during the week, so I can watch it.
Oh, is he any good?
He's ever so good, yeah. He's really good, you know. He's really witty in there. It all goes out live, he's had bands like Pot Will Eat Itself on there. And
did you hear the new one just now? Well, it's not new, but new-ish.
Yeah, I did, yeah, that's what I was asking about, because I thought the Army show had split up, you know, because he's like, seems to be going on with a TV career, and he does something with radio.
Well, that's a solo thing he has there.
Oh, was it? So
yeah.
Not the Army show, then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Have you heard the new Primitives?
No, I haven't, but cue it anyway.
Yeah, here it comes. Primitives are way behind me. Nick Abbott on Radio Luxembourg. I'm back midnight tomorrow. I hope the show goes like more swimmingly than it did tonight. I don't know what's wrong tonight. It just didn't seem to have it to me. I think I was probably too tired. I'll take a lot of sleep today and try to do better, all right? So it's my birthday tomorrow, so be nice to me. And good night. Yellow. I also have big news tomorrow, all right?
Smelly McCluskey from Palm Springs reporting for Embassy Sports of America. 20 seconds to the start of the 31st Claudio race.
This is Radio Luxembourg, AM and FM. We've come to the end of our programs in English for this morning. We hope that you've enjoyed being with us and that you'll join us again later this evening. We've been broadcasting on an omnidirectional beam of 1.3 million watts, 208 meters, medium wave, 1440 kilohertz AM. Radio Luxembourg can also be heard on 690 kilohertz, 49.26 meters, shortwave, and our FM frequencies in Central Europe are 88.9, 93.3, and 97. On behalf of the staff both in Luxembourg and London, we wish you a good night.